This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and I'm so excited to dive into today's subject. And we're continuing the series, which is called Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness. You can slam the door on sickness and keep it out of your life. That's what this series is about, and it comes with a study guide. And I'm just so excited about my new book. You say, Rick, you got another new book? I do. In fact, I'm writing a lot of new books right now. But this is my first book I've ever written on the subject of healing, and it's called Everything You Need to Know About Healing, and it is really comprehensive. I have tried to cover every question you will ask in this book. And a friend of mine named Mike Clark has written his testimony, and when I read it, I asked if I could write the foreword because it was so impacting. And it's called There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. If you feel like you're in a sickness and you see no light at the end of the tunnel, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And this is a testimony about how he walked from a cancer diagnosis into health. And it will really be encouraging to you or to somebody you know who needs it. But if you need prayer, please reach out to us. We're waiting for the phone to ring right now. Just call the number that is on the screen and please write that number down. Because when you need prayer, we want you to have that number nearby. We are always here for you and we want to pray with you. We're told in 1 John chapter 5, 14 and 15 that if we pray anything according to God's will, He hears us. Well, this week we're really praying for healing. And we know healing is the will of God, and we know how to scripturally pray. And so if you're facing some kind of an issue in your health, or maybe you have a friend or a family member that is sick, or if you have anything on your heart, reach out to us, and we want to pray for the miraculous and healing power of Jesus to manifest in their lives. Now, a lot of people have been praying for healing, and they've been standing in faith for a long, long time, and they're still not well. And some people ask the question, if Jesus really paid for the forgiveness of sin, and He did, if Jesus paid for peace of mind, and He did, if Jesus' death removed our guilt and shame, and it did, and if Jesus' stripes were really for my healing, then why am I not healed? People say, I have the forgiveness of sin, I have peace of mind, my guilt and shame has been removed, but I'm still struggling with healing. Why am I struggling with healing? And so in this series called Entry Points, we're talking about ways that the devil gets in to make people sick. And I'm particularly thinking about Christians because Christians ought to be well. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, by Jesus' stripes we were healed. It is a done deal. And if we are sick, it means we have been robbed of the health and healing that belongs to us. And many times we're robbed of it because of things we do that self-sabotages what Jesus did for us on the cross. And yesterday we saw how foolishness can open a door for the enemy to attack us. But today we're going to move forward and we're going to see, are you ready for this? Unresolved, hidden issues can also open a door for sickness and disease. Now, you know, pharmaceutical companies make a pill for about everything, but they've never been able to create a pill that is able to dissolve bitterness, unforgiveness, strife, offense. There's no pill for that. And yet the fact is, these attitudes, these hidden issues, are often the entry point the devil uses to enter a person's life and to attack them with sickness and disease. We're told in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The heart is the core of our being, and whatever goes on inside the heart eventually is going to show up in the entire body. So if your heart is filled with bitterness, that bitterness is eventually going to be produced in some way in your body, and your body is going to feel the effects of bitterness. If your heart is filled with offense, a moment's going to come when that offense begins to grow and it begins to manifest in your mind or in your body and you become physically sick. Whatever's going on inside the heart eventually shows up inside the body. And that's why the Bible says we need to give diligence to the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are very, very important. But another way to know, if you've got something going on inside you, if you've got some unresolved, hidden issue, is by listening to your mouth, because the mouth is a revealer of what's going on inside the heart. You say, now, Rick, how do you know that? Because Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There is no law of gravity strong enough to hold down what is inside the heart. And you might try to conceal what's going on inside you, but it is so strong, eventually, whatever's inside the heart, it's going to peep out through the mouth. Even if you say, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that, boom, you'll say it. Because you just can't hold it down. Whatever's in the heart eventually shows up inside the mouth. And it's easy to know if a person is bitter because bitterness is in their mouth. They say bitter things. They remember bitter events. It's easy to know if a person is offended in their heart because they talk about their offense. They find opportunity to speak ill about the people that they are offended with. It's easy to know if a person has some kind of a grudge or grievance in their heart because it shows up in their mouth. Very often when I'm interviewing people for some position of ministry leadership, I go out to lunch with them and I just get quiet and let them talk. Because if I let them talk, I'll know what is the condition of their heart. That's what Jesus said. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And by the way, that's a good reason that you need to pay attention to what you're talking about. Because if you're speaking bitter words, offended words, words that are filled with grudges and grievances, it means something's going on down on the inside and now it's showing up in your mouth. Pay attention to what you say, because your mouth will reveal if you have unresolved issues down on the inside. And these things really can produce bad results in your mind, in your emotions, and in your health. Listen to this amazing verse. James 3:16 says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." Where envying and strife is, we're talking about attitudes, unresolved conflicts, issues. And the verse says, there's confusion. And the word confusion in Greek pictures anarchy, chaos. It carries images of instability, discord, turmoil. So wherever envying and strife is, there's anarchy, there's chaos, there's instability, there's discord, there is turmoil. And then James adds every evil work. And the word evil in Greek is the word phallos. It's where we get the English word foul, but it depicts something that is rotten, something that is stinking like maggot-infested meat. Ay, 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 that is disgusting. Have you ever seen hamburger meat that was left out for a couple of days by accident? And when you went back to look at it, filled with maggots and flies, it's just so disgusting and the stink of it is so terrible. That's the word that is used here, something that is foul. And so James tells us, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that where envy and strife is, or where there are unresolved conflicts, attitudes that are wrong, there is confusion and every evil work. And I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is very, very important. If you have your Bible, please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where the Apostle Paul addresses the fact that many of the believers in Corinth were dying. Corinth. And Corinth is the church that had all the gifts of the Spirit. They had the gifts of healing. They had the working of miracles. They were abounding with signs and wonders. And yet people in the church were sick and they were dying. Why were they sick? Why were they dying? This was the church that had so many gifts of healing and working of miracles. No one should have been sick in that church. But here's what we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Bible tells us in verse 29, "He that drinks and eateth unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Here it's really talking about attitudes in the church, wrong attitudes toward other people, not discerning each other, not appreciating each other. And the church of Corinth, even though they had all these wonderful gifts of the Spirit, including healing and the working of miracles, they really had strife in the church. And Paul says in verse 30, "For this cause, because of this, many of you are weak and sickly, and many sleep." So here they were, the church of Corinth, overflowing with the power of God and signs and wonders. They had healing, they had the working of miracles, and yet many, and Paul uses the word many twice in this verse, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. That word sleep means they've died. And in verse 31, he says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." And by allowing wrong attitudes, unresolved, hidden conflicts, they had opened the door for the devil to get in, to make many of them sick, many of them very, very feeble, and some of them had even died. And when I speak to you about this from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I think about when I was a boy. Growing up in our church, we had one family in our church that had a lot of tragedy. And as a young boy, I remember looking at that family and connecting two things. That family had a lot of tragedy. It seemed like one thing after another after another. And it was one of the most unforgiving, resentful, strife-filled families I'd ever seen in my life. And as the years went by, rather than deal with the strife and the unforgiveness and all these unseen issues, which guess what? It showed up in their mouth. They talked bad about everybody. They treated people terrible. Rather than deal with these things, through the years, they continued to treat other people bad. They were really horrible to the pastor. And that family had tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. And people would say, "Oh, the Lord has just put so many difficult things on their plate." It was not the Lord. They opened a door. They provided an entry point because of unresolved, hidden issues. And according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that's the reason why they were sick, they were weak, and some of them even died. My friends, this is very, very serious. Now, listen to this. Medical and psychological science tells us about the long-term effects of bitterness, offense, strife, and unforgiveness. And just so you'll know, I have run this by a doctor who's affirmed that this is correct. Now we know from recent studies that the psychological and emotional effects of this kind of inner turmoil can lead to, are you ready for this? Heart disease. Digestive problems. Well, we know that's true. Immune deficiencies. Sleep apnea and insomnia. You can't sleep because you're upset all the time. Mental health disorders. Dysfunctional relationships. Increased anger. Decreased self-esteem. And when a person clings to these toxic, toxic feelings, eventually, it extends beyond their mere physical consequences. It begins to reach into their mind. It begins to reach into their emotions. They become not just physically sick, they become mentally affected. My friends, this is very, very serious. But now listen to this. On the contrary, we now know about the emotional and psychological effects of forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiving others is good for them, but it's also good for you. For example, we now know that when you walk in a state of forgiveness, this is a scientific fact, it improves heart health. When you walk in forgiveness, it lowers blood pressure. When you walk in forgiveness, it creates a stronger immune system. It leads to improved mental health. You have fewer symptoms of depression, and you have improved self-esteem. All of that is the fruit of forgiveness. So now you have to make a choice. Let me go over this again. If you want to hold on to hidden issues that are wrong, you might end up with heart disease, digestive problems, immune dysfunctions, sleep apnea and insomnia, mental health disorders, dysfunctional relationships, increased anger, and decreased self-esteem. But on the other hand, if you choose to let it all go and walk in forgiveness, you'll probably end up with improved heart health, lower blood pressure, stronger immune system, improved mental health, fewer symptoms of depression, and improved self-esteem. Now, that is just amazing. You know, as I'm speaking to you, I'm thinking about many, many years ago when Denise and I and our family were still living in Riga, pastoring our church there, the Good News Church of Riga. It's still going on. It's a wonderful church, fruit that remains. We had one woman in our church. She came, she got saved, but over the years, she was just such a bitter person. And as she became more and more bitter, we saw her body literally began to be eaten up and twisted with arthritis. She was bitter because of some things that happened to her when she was young. And they really were horrible, horrible things. And I'm not minimizing what she went through. But when you choose to hold on to these unseen issues, you open a door for the devil to release all kinds of health and mental issues in your life. And I would say to her, you've got to forgive. You've got to let loose of what was done to you 20 and 30 years ago. And she said, you just don't understand. I can't forgive. And she held on to those attitudes. And we saw her slowly begin to move to the back of the auditorium. And finally, she sat in the shadows of the church. When people tried to come and sit next to her or speak to her, she would push them away, so eaten up with bitterness and unforgiveness. And in the end, she became so crippled she could hardly walk. Well, the book of Proverbs tells us bitterness eats the bones. My friends, these unresolved, hidden issues really do affect the health. And that's why Ephesians 4:31 commands us, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You say, I just can't do it. Yes, you can. The Scripture tells you to do it, and it wouldn't tell you to do it if you couldn't do it. Listen to it again. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You got to put it away. And my friends, when you close the door to these unseen, unresolved areas in your life, you are slamming the door shut and closing an entry point so the devil can no longer get in through that particular breach to make you sick. The fact is that when Jesus died on the cross, He did so much for us. We know from Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 5, that when Jesus hung on that cross, He paid the price for the forgiveness of sin. Say amen. He paid the price for peace of mind. He paid the price for you to be freed from guilt and shame. And Jesus paid the price through His stripes for you to be healed physically and to be healed emotionally and mentally. And it is God's will for you to be healed. We've seen in a previous program, the explicit will of God is described so very clearly in 3 John verse 2, where John writes, it is God's will for His children to prosper and to be in health. And that word health means to be in good working order, both physically and mentally. But if a Christian clings to bitterness, if he holds on to offense, if he holds on to strife or unforgiveness, these will stop that Christian from experiencing what is legally his and is in the bank because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Healing is yours. Health is yours for your physical body, for your mind, for your emotions. But if you're allowing these unseen wrong attitudes to work in your life, then you've kept a door open for the devil to come in and sabotage you and to stop you from claiming what technically belongs to you. Wow. So we have to commit to the practice of forgiveness. And you've got to practice forgiveness. Sometimes you got to forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. You got to speak to yourself and speak to yourself and speak to yourself. And by the way, there's a moment when you got to stop listening to yourself, because if all you do is listen to yourself, your mind will remind you of every reason you have to hold on to these unresolved issues. You've got to stop listening to yourself. You've got to use your mouth. You've got to start speaking to yourself and telling yourself what to believe, telling yourself what to feel, telling yourself that you're going to walk in forgiveness. And when you make this choice, and I understand it can be difficult, but when you make this choice, you're slamming the door on that entry point. And that will be one entry point the devil can no longer use to access you, to make you sick. Now, this may be hard to hear, but I want to be a friend and I want to tell you the truth. My goal is to bring you teaching you can trust. I want to lay hands on you. I want to pray for you. But if you've got a wide open door for the devil to get in through these unresolved issues, laying hands on you and praying for you is not going to help, because the door's open. We'll pray for you, we'll lay hands on you, but you've got to do your part to slam the door shut by forgetting and forgiving. And the grace of God will enable you to do that. And I'll be back in just a moment, and I'm going to pray for you. Someone has asked the question, why is it important for me to participate in the life of the church? Well, first of all, you are a part of the church. Whether you go to church or not, the moment you were saved, you were baptized by the Holy Spirit into the church. That's what we read in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. So you are a part of the church. But we're also told in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, that as we approach the end of the age and things get tough, it becomes even more important for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, that we need the encouragement of one another. And you need to also remember that Ephesians 4:16 says that when we go to church, every part supplies what is needed. My part is important, your part is important. My friends, we don't just go to church, we are the church. We need to participate in the life of the church.
The devil is looking for a way to access your life. And if every door is not shut, he will find a way in. In Rick Renner's 10-part series, Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness, you'll learn how to walk in your healing, experiencing it, enjoying it, and making sure every door to the devil is closed permanently. Rick will teach you how to guard your life and walk in God's protection, how to identify hidden entry points in your life, how to shut the door of ignorance and claim the health Jesus purchased for you. Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $20, this series will help you stop the devil in his tracks. In addition to this teaching series, we are offering you Rick's newest book, Everything You Need to Know About Healing, for $37. And There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel by Mike Clark for $20. These books will be your roadmap to walking in the healing Jesus purchased for you. Order these powerful books today. Don't miss this special offer. The series Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness, and the books Everything You Need to Know About Healing and There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. Visit Renner.org to order. Call the number on your screen or scan the QR code now. Call or go online now.
Hey guys, this is Rick Renner, and guess where I am? This is the lunchroom in our Tulsa Ministry headquarters facility. People have to have a place to work, and they work really hard in this facility, taking calls, answering letters from thousands and thousands of people who reach out to us every day and every week. But in this room, we decided to adorn the walls with photographs of all the places where we have offices for Renner Ministries. Behind me, there's a beautiful photograph of Moscow, because you know we have a very important office there. Then there's a photograph of London, because we have an office in England, and we've had an office in England for years and years. Then there's a beautiful picture of Riga, where Denise and our boys lived for 9 years, and our European office in Riga handles so much correspondence from people that reach out to us. And then there is a photograph of the Oklahoma State Capitol to represent this office, which is in the state of Oklahoma. But right now, we're trying to pay off this facility. It's called the Ministry Expansion Project,
We've already paid off 83% of the facility. And my friends, we need your help to help us finish this. And if you're not already a part of the giving team, I'm inviting you to join us and to help us pay off this facility. And when it is finished being paid for, it's going to release all those finances so we can keep taking the teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth. But thank you for being a part.
In this series, we've been seeing the devil looks for entry points, how he can access our life so that we do not embrace and enjoy the healing and health that Jesus paid for when Jesus did his redemptive work on the cross. You're supposed to be healed and healthy in your spirit, your mind, your body. And my friends, if you're not, then you're being robbed. And it's likely the devil's found some access point or entry point into your life. I have a series called Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness. Comes with a study guide. And I have a wonderful new book. I'm so excited about it. My first book on the subject of healing, and it's called Everything You Need to Know About Healing. It is so practical. It is common sense. My friends, I'm doing everything I can to help you have the tools you need so you can walk right into the health that Jesus wants you to have in your life. You can find out more about these things by going online or by giving us a call. And please, when you reach out to us, we want to know how to pray for you. And this week, we're particularly focusing on prayer for people that are sick or they have a loved one or a friend that is sick. And we're releasing our faith for Jesus' power to be released, to drive that sickness out, for every entry point to be sealed so they don't get sick again. And if you are that person or you know somebody that needs prayer, reach out to us, call the number on the screen or send us an email, and we're going to release our faith with you. And Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you've given us the authority to give no place to the devil. Help us to close every door and to seal every entry point. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you in the next program, but remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity. This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.